This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The 7 minute after the hour mark on another day. We will mark this day as the beginning of the third week of January 2017. Can you imagine, Victoria? We've been together. We've been excitedly embracing one another on the air already in this new year for two full weeks.
Crazy.
And now we get a third week. It is crazy. Speak about being crazy. Is it crazy to hold peace talks without the countries...
You would think.
The Palestinians and the Israelis are not there, but 70 other countries are trying to figure out how to get peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Can I tell you something? Forget about it. It's just one of those things. And I'm going to be the half full guy, the cup's half full with me. I think it is most of the time, unless I put on my Captain Curmudgeon cape. Which I will not do here, although having been there in the last month and seeing how the realities are of these two people again and again and again, I see this every time we go there. Everybody who goes there sees it and feels it. I mean, you get the essence of the body language, if nothing else, of these people. There is conversation that goes on, but look at Netanyahu's face when he's talking about that. Never mind when he's talking about getting along with the Palestinians. Look at his face when he's talking about Obama. And likewise, when Obama's looking and shaking hands with Netanyahu, it looks like he's, you know, maybe getting electroshock therapy or something with it.
I don't think he's a nice person.
Who?
Netanyahu. I don't think he's, I mean, would you want to, like, sit and have dinner with him?
He's a tough guy. I've not had dinner with him. I've had a snack with him and had a conversation with him. And he's a tough guy. He would be a great person to run your business or to have on your side for the same reason you just enumerated, Victoria. He's tough. He's strong. He's tough. He's smart. He's everything you want in a good leader, frankly. He's not too flexible, and that's where you get into that sort of gray area. How flexible do you have to be a good leader? One would wonder how that will apply to the new leader of the United States come Friday and next week and next month and next year. So anyway, I find it very interesting to analyze these people, but the bottom line is that again, half full, half empty. The Palestinians want two things. They may be entitled to one, and that is the left bank, West Bank, how they call them, whatever. Give them that. The only reason it's sort of been an up yours to them, it becomes a negotiating point. But to give them half of Jerusalem, East Jerusalem, no, doesn't work. It can't possibly, even though the Arabs live on the east side of Jerusalem, to split that city down the way it was before with a fence between it?
Berlin.
Nope. Yeah, exactly. That's absolutely perfect, Victoria. That's a great analogy. It's the same as having Berlin. You can't do it.
Yeah.
It won't work. Doesn't work. So, take a deep breath and move on to the next thing. Okay. So, you know how I really don't care about being politically correct, right? I really don't.
I'm aware of this tendency that you have.
Right. Okay. So when we get down to the musical group The Slants and the Supreme Court case that will be heard this week, and this group, I think one of the items that I find most of interest here when they checked out, how many people know, you may not even know what this group is. The Slants are a group of Asians.
I've never heard of them.
You never heard them before?
No, okay. Never.
So, how, Kara, you'd heard of him before, though, I think, Kara, hadn't you?
I actually had not.
Oh, hadn't you?
Yeah, it seems, when I looked them up on the internet, they look like they're pretty popular, but I hadn't heard of them before.
Right. Group based in Oregon. They've been in existence for 4 or 5 years. And so when they first got popular, they went to the, like everybody else does, you go to the government, to the trademark office, and you try to trademark your name so nobody else will use it. Well, the government said, no, you can't trademark that name. And they said, why can't we trade that? And because it's offensive. And so there's been this whole huge freedom of speech and First Amendment battle with the government between this group and others, you know, the Redskins, the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it, this whole thing, I find not annoying, disturbing in that it, what it shows is how, and I don't want to make, too often becomes the case that I make the government the bad guy, and you remind me, Victoria, that there are plenty of good things that are done in the name of the government. We may not agree on what they are, but I agree with you that there are good things that are done. This is almost foolish because of what really is a sort of an oxymoronic contradiction in that they say, well, those two, they use those two, the slants and the Redskins, as an example of what's offensive. However, there are other groups and there are other things that have been trademarked in recent years, including the Afro-Saxons. The Dago swag clothing. I don't even know. Dago, is that Hispanic or Italian? What's Dago referring to?
I've never heard of that. I don't know.
No, I think it's a reference to maybe Italians. Hispanics or Italians or whatever. Anyway, there's another trademark that they gave last year to a bakery company called Baked by a Negro Bakery. There's a product line called Baked by a Negro Bakery. There's also a trademark called Retardopedia. There's another trademark, Celebrate Retards Entertainment Group.
Wow.
So I'm curious, for this, if they can't get a trademark, what exactly, what effect does that have on them? Can they not have T-shirts with their names on it? Or
no, they can. They just can't put trademark on it. They can have they can do or say whatever they want to. What it does is, what they started, the way they did this is because they wanted, or the reason they did it is because they wanted to protect themselves against some other group calling themselves the Slants, if you can imagine that. And then it got into a principle with them, a First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I kind of am with them on this. And it isn't because I don't care about politically correct. I don't want to necessarily go out of my way to hurt people's feelings. But I don't see who's harmed here. Who's harmed? What does an acronym for NWA mean?
N-word with attitude.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's trademark. It's trademark.
NWA is, but not the you can't trademark the N-word. Say I want to be in a band called the N's. You can't do that.
Any more than you can be in a band that that you would call the K's, right? For the Jewish slur. You can't.
You're right.
You're not going to find a band called the K's
than
you're going to find a band called the N's, yes.
Right, but the interesting thing is that you get into measuring values here of like, well, which one's really worse, and which one is like a number one offender, which
and
one's a 1A offender, and then you're...
Can't measure it.
I don't know how... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know how you measure that.
And the Redskins will come back with their suit, which is later on this year at the Supreme Court, and they're going to say... We're not denigrating. We're honoring Native Americans.
Right.
So, and how do you argue that? Frankly, who's going to be the one that decides that one? As for the slants.
True. I mean, black people make the argument a lot. Dave Chappelle has been very vocal about black people being able to use the N-word, of course, with the A at the end. So it's their own version of it. But they say they take something that was very negative and used against them, and they've twisted it around, and they've taken it, and now they hold the
made
power
it their
in that
own.
Word.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the same with this situation, is everyone in this band is Asian. It's an all-Asian rock band. And it was their intention behind it was to basically give a different different meaning to the word that has been used as an insult in the past. And so it's, yeah, it's all the intention behind it. And it's so hard to know, okay, what is someone's intention really?
Right.
And how do you prove that? It's, yeah, this is...
I'm of the mindset that, I'm of the mindset, if you want to call yourselves whatever you want to call yourselves, just go for it.
Yeah.
Just do it. If and if people don't want to support something that has a label or a
they
name
don't buy
that they find
business,
offensive,
they want a
then they don't buy it.
It's like the circus. The circus is out of business because... people have stopped patronizing because there's been a lot of attention aimed at the condition of the animals that are there.
Right.
It's just no longer fun or doesn't seem to be. I don't know. There are any number of reasons, like the shutdown SeaWorld. All of these things are changing as time changes. And the reason that they're going out of business is because people stopped patronizing.
Right.
That's
there's
the
no
way
more, there isn't
it
a market
works.
For it anymore.
That's what the market system is all about. That's what America
right.
is all about. So the hell with all of these laws and this foolishness. By the way, the song that we just heard Kara play is from the latest album called The Band Who Must Not Be Named.
That's very funny.
So they got a sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
At least. There's a sense of humor there. But I just think that we've got way more things to be concerned about. And this isn't one of them. Although it's all the way to the Supreme Court this week. But that's because the administration has been fighting it at every level. Along the way, the band has been told that it's okay, but yet they still can't get the patent. 18 past the hour.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
A good enough dinner isn't good or enough. So plan for great with Plated. Only at Plated.com can you choose from delicious weekly recipes plus dessert. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Fun step-by-step recipes will have the whole family chopping and stirring. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first Plated night. Pretty great, right? Plated nights will definitely be your greatest nights. For terms and details, go to Plated.com.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO when they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
A lot of people make fun of Celine Dion for whatever the reason. There are many things that she's done that I think are quite good, frankly. This is one of them. It's a song. It's all sappy, syrupy, sweet stuff. Much of it. But this song came from a movie that starred Robert Redford and Michelle Pfeiffer. And it was actually quite a good story.
Wasn't it based on a true story? I forget the name of it, but I can picture it in my mind. And I thought
story about a television news anchor.
Yeah.
I think it was culled together from 3 or 4 different stories, and there was partial truth to it, and the rest of it was all Hollywood.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
As Hollywood does with certain stories.
Inspired by true events.
Yeah, so that's the sort of thing. So anyway, she is still talking about her husband who passed away last year. Saturday, she created a video montage on Facebook highlighting moments from her husband's childhood and his family life with Celine, along with a clip she wrote, quote, "Today, January 14th, it's been a year since Renee left us." That was her husband's name. "He'll always be in our hearts." There were 3 children, I think, as a result of that marriage.
Yeah.
And he had 3 adult children from his first marriage. Celine opened up about what life has been like with her new family, saying, "It's tough, I have to admit. It's part of our life. Life has imposed this on him as well." So that was when she was on with Ellen.
Yeah.
So there's attention being given to that, and it's appropriate. I've never been one who had seemingly the desire to take shots at her.
No.
I think there's a lot of
no one denies her vocal ability. I think the only time she gets a little dramatic on stage when she's pounding her chest and people think she's giving herself bruises. I think kind of the only time that anyone's really taken a shot at her, but not in any real way.
All right, another musician we've talked a lot about recently is Ed Sheeran, who apparently has a couple of new songs that have gone up to number 1 and number 2 on the charts. And he's also revealing that he's working on something else that has not to do with his musical career, although it might have to do with the longevity of his career, because he's losing 50 pounds, and it looks like he ought to. He's taking his hiatus, or did, I guess now he's back. But
yeah.
He traveled around the world, whining and dining, and he gained a lot of weight. He says, I doubled in size. Sweatpants were the only things that fit, and I thought everything in the wash had drunk. Had shrunk. It was the beer, the wine. I cut out beer
restaurant
and started
food.
Exercising. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yep.
He says, I don't realize how much energy and calories I burn on stage. I stopped touring and I just ballooned. He says he wanted to spend a year traveling because when he's on tour, he only sees the hotel, the venue, and the bar. And so he was motivated to see countries like Japan and Australia, Ghana, Iceland. That's understandable. So I need to know more about it. Without you guys, I haven't even heard of this fellow before. And you both say he's very popular. How old is he?
I think he's about 25, 26.
Really?
Yeah, mid-20s.
That young. Where did he come from? And how did he? Is he just an instant overnight success?
Well, he's from England, and he over the last few years. So he's only had two albums come out, but he released a bunch of EPs, and he's written a lot of songs for a lot of different people. He had a huge hit with your favorite Justin Bieber. He's written a bunch of songs for One Direction and a bunch of different bands. But yeah, I mean, he did the whole the whole theory of like. If you do something over an hour, over and over again, would you get like 1,000 hours or something like that? And so he did that and just like performed a ton. And so it's not overnight, but yeah, he did kind of just come out of the woodwork.
Uh-huh. All right, well, he's being smart, and that's being smart about taking care of himself, that's for sure. Good for him. 28 past the hour.
The meaning of emotions. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Emotions are neither good nor bad. Emotions in and of themselves are actually free from any kind of judgment. Instead, one of the leading psychological theories is that emotions develop to help us survive. Think about it. If we're afraid of the saber-toothed tiger, we run and live. If we bond with others through love, we stay connected. And since early humans survived in groups, staying connected meant surviving. There's a similar usefulness for all our emotions, but the lesson here is this. Your emotions are signals. They're telling you something. When you develop the ability to step back and listen to them, you will likely find the most effective personal guide in existence. For help understanding your emotions, subscribe to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Conversation here. This is the DJB experience. Jennifer off today, straightening out a problem at one of our other 19 jobs. So that leaves it to Victoria Keelan, who's the V in DJV, and Kara Schiller, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Spent the weekend celebrating her sister's marriage, all the good things that come with it. I was listening earlier, Victoria. Kara and I were talking about the experience, how her sister has known this guy for 3 or 4 years. And she's 31, so all the right ingredients, they like each other. It's just that simple. It really
Doug was interrogating me on why she liked him and all of the details of their relationship.
Well, I've done that. I do it in a protective, not because it makes any difference. If you were with somebody, I'd be much more protective. Like Jennifer and I had breakfast on Saturday with her father, and I'm looking at her father. to watch his body language, because she's involved with this guy. He's got a couple of kids. And we're just sort of talking about what it is that happens when you assume that position. And it's not an easy position to assume. Not that you can't do it. Jennifer can do anything she sets her mind to. She's very good at that.
Well, yeah, that's the
thing. If you really want to.
Thing is, my sister is in the exact same position, so she now has a 6-year-old kid.
Wow.
And yeah, but it's actually really nice, because I don't know if you felt this way with your kids, with, you know, different boyfriends or girlfriends, Doug, but it's always been odd at having older siblings, and every time they date someone seriously, Mm. You never know, okay, well, this person could be someone I know for the rest of my life if they end up getting married, or they just go away and you don't know anything else about them. And so, it was, you know, when she started dating a guy who had a kid, and she took a while to introduce us to him, to Killian, the little kid. And so when they finally did introduce us to him, you know, we all love him and he's a great kid. And so now it's nice that he's actually a part of our family and we'll get to see him grow up, because it could have gone the other way. We might have known him for a couple years and then, you know, you never see him for the rest of his life. So,
you've got a brother now.
I never have exposed when I was, Tony and I got divorced when it was final when I was 30. We got married way too young. All of the things, all of the stuff that you hear, all of the triteness, they're all true. And then as I went along, I was going to say matured, but I didn't mature much for about 25 years. The people that I dated, I would never, ever, ever expose them to my children unless I was, there are a couple of circumstances, and actually only a couple, where I, the kids got to know, the people that I was close to. And that was it. I wouldn't bring them in to the circumstance because I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's necessary. As a matter of fact, it can be just bad. So yeah, you got to know how to do that smartly. And so, but anyway, I mean, you don't have that circumstance, Victoria, with your guy.
I do not,
you're
and
both
I don't
fresh.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to handle it. I like to try to be as self-aware as possible, and I mm-hmm. would not be good in that situation. Mm-hmm. And I have one girlfriend who is in that situation, and it's very, very difficult. And it's not always difficult, but in her situation, it's been extremely difficult, and I give her all the credit in the world.
How do you know how to do it? It takes a lot. You got to really love that person, mm-hmm. and you got to really get it straight. Before you get married, you better talk it all through. You better go to the reality side of the table and understand what it's really all about.
Yeah.
I have had, the only relationship I ever had with anybody who had children was with somebody who had a child while I was with her. And it ended up that I was closer to the child than I was to her. to her. And that was not the reason for us to stay together. The idea of having children that are not yours around is a very sticky wicket. And so I congratulate your sister. She sounds mature and they got it figured out, and you had a nice time. The wedding was nice, and they went to off to Savannah. I don't know why. Savannah is a great city, though. It's
Doug asked
nice
where they were going for the honeymoon. I said Savannah, and he said, why? I don't know, because it's a nice place.
That is.
I'm
more thinking about it.
It's going to be warmer there. I think it's supposed to be mid-60s and 70s all week, which is beautiful. That's the best weather for going and exploring a new place. So.
Yeah. No, it is. We're on the air in Savannah, so I know that whole area of Brunswick, Georgia, that coastal area. It's really quite quaint. It's quite it's the old South. I think that's probably the best way to describe it. It's a neat place. I'm very fortunate, man. Knock on wood, I've been very lucky in my life to travel to most places in this country and get a feel for them. And that's a place where it made me feel a little bit like New Orleans or vice versa. New Orleans has, even though it's French, and Savannah has a little French touch to it, but just that old South.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just very interesting and kind of cool to be around. So congratulations to her. Give her our best. Hope she has a wonderful, happy life. You're right. She's not going to have to worry about the ice and snow and the storms. I have to go to Denver. I was looking at the weather. I had to go to Columbus as well this week. And looking at the limbs falling off the trees because of the ice, which is an inch or more thick in some of these areas, St. Louis, oh, my God, all of those of you who are in Kansas and Missouri and Oklahoma, across the northern part of Texas, the ice yesterday, as an example, the weather was just about right for everything to melt, just right on the cusp, 32, 33, 34 degrees. And then, so all of the ice melts during the day, and the people who have gone out early in the morning or late at night and they've treated all of these areas, and then the ice melts, and then it goes down to 30 degrees and the ice freezes again. It is really treacherous. And you see some of these crashes that have taken place over the last 24 to 48 hours. Big trucks blowing up and cars and accidents and, oy, man, what a mess. So I give thanks for the fact that it's pretty much over now and you're going to see a much better circumstance. But when you look at, actually, the ice and the snow is over, but there are tornadoes that will sweep across, supposedly, the cold air is going to mash in with the warm air coming up from the south will cause some tornadoes today and tomorrow. So I'm looking across here. Looks like northern Michigan, areas in Illinois and Ohio that you're getting. But it's not as bad as people thought it was going to be. But it still is. And because nothing you could do. I'm looking at some pictures of people that are sliding and then they fall down. You can really do some damage to your hips, to your back, to your neck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So but I don't know what the... Most of these places don't have these kind of conditions, so people don't have cleats on their shoes or, you know, the kind of stuff that you would wear. The best thing to wear in circumstances like this is a pair of golf shoes. It is.
You're probably right. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, right. That's it. So, anyway, I have to almost feel sorry for the truck drivers especially who get into these crashes. And, you know, what you're seeing now is the dash cams. People have these cameras in their cars, and the trucks do, and you can get a more vivid picture of what goes on. And then, of course, all the news media plays the same video over and 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 over, and over again. I listened yesterday, speaking of news media, to a show on PBS. I went down to Indio, to Coachella on Saturday night for a concert with the Four Tops and the Temptations. And driving back yesterday morning, I was listening to NPR. And I just was overcome with the nicest thing I can say about it is naivete of the two people and their comments about, one of them was from NPR and the other one was from some other left of center news organization. And, you know, they keep harping away at Trump and how you got to keep our eye on him and yada, yada, yada. Okay, that's all swell. But to listen... They do the same thing that so many people do. They keep referring, and this is what sends me over the edge. They keep referring to themselves as the media. They are not the media. The media is a combination of all kinds of things, whether it be the printed media, newspapers, magazines, et cetera, television, movies, all kinds of things. That's what represents the media. The news media is what they're talking about and what we're talking about. And the smugness and the arrogance and the attitude that they have is so washed with their own political agenda. It almost it disgusts me, actually. We get that same thing almost every day. We talk about it in one way, shape, or form. How are you going to find out what really the story is? Because there's so much bias. On both sides, people are so clouded, they can't think for themselves. They can't think straight anymore. They're carrying this bucket of crap around with themselves. And they're so, it becomes all about them. So, that's one of the reasons I don't like doing those sorts of discussions on the air, because you really have a hard time finding out what's real. I'm looking at all these headlines. And the most important... The most important thing, if I can say it about today, isn't that we're 5 days away from the inaugural. Today is Martin Luther King Day. And it's a holiday. It's one of those, I don't like all these holidays, frankly. But I do like the fact that there is time devoted to him and what he did and what it meant. Whether you agree or disagree with what he did or what happened after it, not important as, well, it isn't as important or effective as how he brought his message and really rallied people, knew how to rally people. And that's, I think, what we lack today. We lack people with passion and honesty. Whether you liked the guy or you didn't like the guy, he was passionate and he was honest. And for that, I give him a lot of credit. And for changing things that were just plain wrong. And one of the things, whether it's incidental or coincidental, if you've gone to see that movie, Hidden Figures, you get what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you ought to go see it. Because one of the main themes, subplots of this, is the denigration and the disrespect for blacks, even in the 1960s, when in the space program. I mean, it was incredible, the kind of stuff that went on. Not only was there prejudice against women, but blacks. So imagine black women...
Oh, yeah.
What they were up against, And the story is so wonderfully told and must be accepted because it's the number one movie again for the fourth week in a row this week. It's a fabulous story and sort of flies in the face. All the action flicks this weekend sucked at the box office, and that still did. Should I not use that term? That's kind of a crude term.
What?
All of the, huh, isn't it? It is kind
what
of
is?
Crude term. Sucked.
What, sucked?
Yeah.
No, that's what everyone says.
Oh, okay.
No.
My generation didn't say it, but they did. The other movies did suck.
Right.
They sucked wind, maybe. But the movie I saw, Patriots, I only saw one, yeah, I saw one movie this weekend, Patriots Day, which is a story about the Boston Bomber in 2013, Boston Marathon. It's a good story. It was told well. A little bit, you know, Hollywood takes its license, but for the most part, they stuck pretty accurately to the news story. And what I got the biggest kick out of were two references to Framingham in the movie as they show the scenes of the race, the actual race being run through Framingham. We got a kick out of that. And then it's toward the end, up on the rooftop, when they're trying to focus in on when the kid was in the boat,
mm-hmm.
There's two FBI guys, and between them is a woman from the Framingham Police Department.
Was it in the next town over from Framingham where they found him
no.
in the boat?
Watertown is about, Watertown, Waltham, Weston, about five towns away.
Okay.
But, yeah. But still.
Were you at home when that all happened?
It was in the middle of the afternoon. No, I was on the tractor, and interestingly enough, Meredith, who at the time lived about three blocks from the finish line mm-hmm. of the race, had been over there and walked in front of this store 4 minutes before the bomb went off.
Oh, my God.
She was
God.
On the next block up from the second explosion. On
so
the,
she heard it and was there
station.
And saw
she turned around and looked at it.
Wow.
It was taking place. Yeah.
Wow.
You don't think that was a blood-curdling experience. Ooh.
Oh, I can imagine.
All right. We have 48 after the hour here with DJV.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen. Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's hear what's happening. Technology Speaks. It's 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time on Monday. Tori is going to bring us through a new virtual tour of the White House. There's also a new treadmill app that will bring the outdoors to you. And Amazon is going to accept food stamps. How about them, apples? We'll check out all that info in just a moment here.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, 55 minutes after the hour. Yes, I have. Victoria gave me a book on Bruce Springsteen for Christmas. And now this is the book he wrote himself. Pretty interesting story. I did look at some of it. I want to. I'd like to relate the stories in there to the music that he produced. And I think it's probably a fairly direct line to being able to do that. But it's a good story. If you like Bruce Springsteen, that book is good. Thank you. That was very nice of you.
Oh, you're welcome. My mom and my brother both read it and raved about it. So
did they? Okay.
Yes. It's good. Next on my list, but I figured you would probably really like it.
You want me to loan you my copy?
When you're finished, yes.
Okay. All right. Amazon starting today is accepting food stamps. Now, what's the big deal there? Amazon Online. How do they get the food stamp stuff is what I would be interested in. Walmart takes them, but you go to the store and you can use them, you know, in grocery stores or whatever. But Amazon, if you're buying food online, a lot of people think you buy it cheaper from Amazon. I don't understand how the exchange will take place. Did you, Victoria, understand what they're going to do? It wasn't clear to me what the process was going to be, although you can see, I mean, Amazon wants to take over the world. Good God.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you get an EBT card now. There aren't, like, actual food
stamps. All right, so you just use that like a credit card.
Right.
At Amazon.
Exactly.
Ah, okay, all right, good.
And then, you know, it gets reset every month with whatever your allotted amount
is.
Yeah,
your allowances, yep.
Yeah.
All right, there's a new virtual tour of the White House that has, this is a high-tech way of looking at the White House, sort of like the 300, it's like sort of Cinerama. You can see all around. It's like looking at Google Maps, it looks to me. Is that right? Is that the concept here?
Very similar, yeah. This is something that the Obamas have been working on. They've tried to make the White House more accessible to the public, and there are rooms that have been opened up in their administration that haven't been open to the public in the past. And so this was their final way of letting everybody who hadn't been able to tour the White House during the last 8 years, this is the way to do it for free, and right, or free, as you would say, right from home. And it's they partnered with Facebook 360, and so everyone can go on to the White House Facebook page. You can watch it. There's an 8-minute teaser video right now that's up. A longer video and a longer tour of all of the premises will be out sometime later this year. It's also in virtual reality. If you have a Samsung smartphone and you have, you know, have you seen those commercials, Doug, for the headsets?
Yes,
people
I
look
have.
Like they're freaking out. Like,
yeah.
Those are the Samsung Gear virtual reality headsets. And so this tour of the White House, you can actually watch it in virtual reality. You're sitting across from the president in the Oval Office. You're sitting across from Mrs. Obama at the dining room table as you're taking this tour, and it's narrated by the First Lady and the President.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And and there's also history lessons that you learn from both of them, little tidbits and secrets of the White House. So if you're a White House kind of nerd like I am, I love the entire history of the White House,
like,
regardless of administration. This is very, very cool.
Yeah, well, it's our house. It's not theirs.
Exactly, and so that's what they both say, too. They said they're just renters.
Yep, not even that. They're not even paying the rent. All right, there's a new treadmill app that looks like a big deal for those who like the outdoors and want exercise. What's the story here?
Well, you know, I mean, working out on a treadmill is pretty boring. Anyone who's tried it, you know, you try to do as much as you can to distract yourself. And there's a new app. It's Steadicam is the name of the company, Steadicam Industries. And it's you can use any type of tablet, download this software, and you can have any scenery you want, and it syncs up to your pace as well.
Wow.
It's really cool.
So how do you get it? Where do you go?
Steadicam footage. Just Google that, and it comes right up.
All right, good. Thank you. 59 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.